We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It was funny. So before the show, Ernie and I did a podcast, you know, like a half hour or so, kind of going through in depth the voting. And you stop by and you're eating breakfast, you're hanging
out. Right, right.
And when you left, we were joking around. We were saying, does Joe realize that we were recording it?
No,
like, did
I know.
You think we were just hanging out
talking?
No.
I knew you were recording.
Oh, okay.
No, you told me you was a part. No, I know that.
Okay. Because at first you said,
yeah. I said, are we on television? No, I knew you were recording that.
Just making sure.
No, I'm all over that.
But right after the show, if you want to hear it, a special appearance by Joe Beningo. Mm. Never thought he would do a podcast.
Right.
Well,
right.
He kind of did one.
There you go.
Where we go in depth on this. But 3 years ago, we polled everyone around here with the Hall of Fame ballots just to see how we do compared to writers. And in 17 and 18, we put less guys in the Hall of Fame. We are pickier than the writers. This year, we'll see what the writers decide, but we, again, I think are being pretty picky. We only put three guys in the Hall of Fame. First, Mariano Rivera was unanimous.
Wow.
And I'm not surprised about that because I don't think, Joe, there was anybody around here that wanted to deal with the wrath of not voting for Mo.
I mean, there's no reason not to. How do you not vote for him? He's a lock.
I agree.
I mean, you know, certain guys, you know, there's no controversy here. There's no borderline here. He's in. That's it.
Yeah, but do you think the writers are going to say that?
Well, the writers are, you know, they're a whole different breed, you know. No, they are because, I mean, like, you know, how could this guy not be unanimous?
Well, I've heard.
And I don't think he will be, but how could he not be?
I've heard two excuses used in the past against Greg Maddux, Ken Griffey Jr., other guys who you would say the same thing about. Right, Greg Maddux should be unanimous.
Well,
Ken Griffey should be unanimous,
sure.
All that. And the excuse I heard, one of them said, well, they played in the steroid era, and I'm penalizing everybody.
That's ridiculous.
I heard that one.
Well, why would you penalize a guy if he's not, there's not even a glimmer that he used steroids?
I don't know.
I think Greg Maddux used steroids. I mean, it wasn't like he's throwing 120 miles an hour, Greg Maddux. I mean, come on.
You don't know who used steroids, though. And maybe that's the right. Like, we really don't know.
The guy won a Cy Young. Was it the early 90s with the Cubs that he won the Cy Young? When did he win that one?
Yeah, but again, it doesn't prove.
No, it proves nothing.
Nor can you prove that he did, by the way.
No, well.
But I'm saying that's one of the rationales I've heard.
It's still ridiculous.
And the other one is, well, I just don't want to put anybody in the first ballot.
Yeah,
which is even more
ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, someone used that last year, and I bought it a little bit more even though I disagreed. Now, I'll mention him because he's on air around here. DA from the CBS Sports Network was the one person last year who didn't vote for Chipper Jones.
Okay.
And so I approached him. I wasn't mad. I was just curious. I said, you know, just kind of curious. Why didn't you vote for Chipper? And his answer was, he's a Hall of Famer. I just don't think of Chipper Jones as that first ballot, no doubt about it. Now, I disagree with that. If someone's a Hall of Famer, I'll vote for them.
Of course.
But I have less
Hall of Famer is a Hall of Famer.
I do have less of an issue with that than I would with Mariano or Maddux or Griffin.
Yeah.
Because Chipper's not on that level, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well,
is he?
Of Mariano?
Of Greg Maddux?
No.
Of Ken Griffey Jr.?
No. Okay. No, he's not. He's not. He's kind of a next tier guy.
The second guy who got in with 90% of the vote, so fairly easily, first ballot, Roy Dak Halladay. Does that surprise you?
No, he's going in.
Yeah. He had a great career.
Has he been retired? Was he retired 5 years already?
He died.
Because he passed away, Roberto Clemente rule.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Right.
He hasn't been retired. Ernie, you're saying
he's been out 5 years.
Has he?
Because he died before the last Hall of Fame vote, I think.
Did he?
I thought
that was like the Roberto Clemente rule.
Boy, I tell you, time has flown by. If you're telling me Roy Halladay's been out of baseball. Yeah, 2013 was his last year.
Okay, so there you go.
Now I'm feeling old, Joe.
Well, old.
I kind of am. He was great, man. He was tremendous.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's also one of those guys, I hate to say this, who lost it out of nowhere. You know, he was coming off a brilliant year, and then he lost it. What I loved about him is he completed games, man. In an era in which we started to see the complete game die, this guy led the league in complete games 5 straight years, 7 times, 9 complete games a year, was an innings eater. He won, 2 Cy Youngs.
Right.
Second place 2 other times.
Right. The no-hitter in the playoffs.
And a perfect game during the regular season.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think it's much of a debate. So he got in very easily. And the third guy got in with the bare minimum. He hit right at 75%, and that's Edgar Martinez.
Yeah. I voted for Edgar as well. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. I'll say that. I did vote for him, but he's borderline. You know, he's not a clear-cut, no doubt about it guy.
He's a guy. I didn't vote for Edgar Martinez, and I know he's got great numbers, and he won a few batting titles, and I think his overall numbers are very good. And I'll admit, I think the DH thing does hurt him in my eyes a little bit, only because he didn't play a position.
Right.
And
but isn't DH, though, to me, is a position?
It is, but I didn't look at him as so overwhelming.
Right.
Like, David Ortiz,
well,
to
like
me,
I said,
is overwhelming.
Yeah, no, David Ortiz is clearly. I get that.
And the other thing about Edgar Martinez,
but like
is,
I said, he's borderline Edgar Martinez.
Yeah, did you ever feel, maybe for 1 year, that he was truly the best hitter
well,
on the
his,
Seattle Mariners? His, I never felt that way.
He's probably the best, you know, reason, a big reason besides, you know, look, he was a very good player. But Mariano, if I'm not mistaken, I know we've talked to Mariano at times. He said the toughest guy for him to get out was Edgar Martinez.
No, I understand that.
And which is saying a lot.
That's a compliment.
From Mariano.
That's a compliment.
Right.
But he was always, to me, the second or third best hitter in that lineup, whether it was Ken Griffey. It's true.
A-Rod. Yeah, well, look at the guys in the lineup, though. I mean,
I,
those guys are, you know, two of the all-time greats, even though whatever you want to say about A-Rod, those guys are way up there.
No, I agree, and I'm not even saying it's fair. I'm just telling you why in my brain I had a tough time voting
it.
For him.
I
just didn't think of him that way, as great of a hitter as he was.
I get it.
And for us, like, we as a people around here only voted 55% of the ballots for him last year, and he made the big jump to 75%.
None of these steroid guys got in?
They didn't. The closest was Barry Bonds. He got the 67%.
Okay.
Last year, the writers had him at 56%. So we're more pro-steroids, but not enough.
All right.
Kirch,
I voted for all of them.
No, I know you did.
I'm even voting for Sosa now because I can't be hypocritical about it now. If I'm going to vote for all the steroid guys, I got to vote for all of them.
I don't think it's hypocritical to pick and choose because I think every scenario is different.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds, we know, didn't do steroids the first part of his career.
Oh, we
don't know about that with Sosa.
Yeah.
His whole career could be because of steroids.
It could be. It could be. And it kind of looks like it is. But I still did. And obviously I voted for Manny. I'm a big Manny fan anyway, so.
Manny is still hovering in the mid-40s.
Yeah.
For us and, you know, the writers,
not
far
a very
less.
Liked guy either, which doesn't help.
Yeah, but by us?
Well, no, but I'm just saying overall. I don't know. Maybe a lot of Yankee fans that can't stand him because he killed the Yankees.
Well, the funny
he's one of the all-time Yankee killers.
Funny thing about Yankee fans is that Yankee fans around here, and we have a lot of Yankee fans, didn't vote for Mike Mussina. Mike Mussina did horrible
looks
without
like he's
voting.
He's going to get in, too.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to get in on the real vote with us. He got only 38%. He fell behind Fred McGriff, Jeff Kent, Manny Ramirez, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, and obviously the three guys that got in. Around here.
So that's the only three guys. We only put three guys in our voting.
That's it.
So it was Mariano, Edgar, and Holiday.
Right.
That's it.
And last year, we also only put three guys in. The writers put a fourth. They put Trevor Hoffman in. We did not.
Right.
And the year before that, we put two guys in. They put three guys in. So we are pickier consistently than the writers.
Right.
We tend to be tougher graders.
We wouldn't have had Harold Baines or Lee Smith in all the time, tell you that.
No. And we didn't elect Jeff Bagwell, and we didn't elect Tim Raines in 2017, but they got in anyway.
Right.
And
we
did not elect Trevor Hoffman. He wasn't even close with us.
Yeah.
And same thing for Billy Wagner this year. Billy Wagner got 7% of the vote with us.
Yeah.
So we're tough around here. We're tough markers.
Yeah. I think a lot of the Hall of Fame now is just too analytical for me. You know, I mean, I don't mean sabermetric analytical. I think it's analyzed too much.
Yes,
it's too much analyzation into what the numbers were. And did you watch the guy play? You know, watch the guy play enough and say, you know what, this guy was a Hall of Famer. This guy wasn't a Hall of Famer.
No, and I agree with you. And I tried to do more of that this year, and that's why statistically with Edgar Martinez, who I voted against, I understand people could call up today.
You know,
his war was this.
Like I was reading like Joel Sherman's article today, and he's talking about war, and now we're getting a little, you know. I mean, we're not voting for the president here. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, you got to be a little more relaxed about it.
But forget about war. Use batting
average. I mean?
Edgar Martinez won a bunch of batting titles. He has great numbers.
What's his lifetime batting average?
315?
Is
something
that,
like that?
It's pretty high.
Oh, it's high.
I mean, and he did, what, he had 380 home runs?
Yeah.
Is it that many?
And he was never a home run hitter, so I don't want to hold that against him.
No, but still,
309.
300 home runs still for a guy that really wasn't a home run hitter.
No, you're right. He only had 30 home runs once. He ended up having a .312 career average.
That's pretty high.
No, the number, forget Adam.
Especially in this world.
Look, you could take whatever number you want. They're very good for Edgar Martinez. I'm simply thinking, I watched him with the Mariners. He was a really good hitter.
Really good.
I didn't think of him as a Hall of Famer. No. That's the problem I had with Sheffield. Gary Sheffield's numbers, I don't know how I'd argue against his numbers.
Well, he's 500 home run guy.
Right. But I watched him play, and while he scared me and he hit the ball harder than anybody I've ever seen, I don't know. I just don't put him on that mount as a Hall of Famer.
I understand.
So I'm trying to do what you said, which is don't analyze it too much. Yeah, I'm trying not to, but
there's too much analyzation. I mean, you know, you start breaking this down, you're breaking that down. I mean, after a while, it's like, you know, it's just, it's you're dizzy. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. And I try to simplify it a little bit, but I don't know. It's a tough process. I mean, it's one of those things where beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
I think we all have a different bar for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to keep that bar very high.
Right.
I don't want to change it because Harold Baines got in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to change it.
There's plenty
of
guys
that
shouldn't be in that are in. I mean, let's be honest. Harold Baines and Lee Smith come to mind. Mazeroski, you know, there's guys that shouldn't be in that are in.
Right. So should Lee Smith getting in make you vote for Billy Wagner because Billy Wagner was better? Billy Wagner was better than Lee Smith.
I wouldn't vote for Billy Wagner.
No, I agree with you. So you're not letting who's in.
But I wouldn't vote for Lee Smith. I'm not
exactly.
I didn't think Trevor Hoffman was a Hall of Famer.
No,
to be honest.
He was closer than
I guess, but I mean, I know, you know, the guy, yeah, he had a lot of saves. Okay, whoop-de-doo. I mean, you know, I just, I'm telling you.
We're biased against Trevor Hoffman. You know why, right?
Well, because the year the Mets would have been the home field.
That's one of the parts. Here's the other part.
Right. Not that it mattered anyway.
It ended up not mattering. That's a part of it, but here's the other part. And I think this is significant in this town because we watched Mariano Rivera.
I think that's part
every day. We watched the best of all time.
I just never looked at him. You know, when I think of the great, really great closers of all time, obviously Mariano. You know, I think of guys like Goose. I think of guys like Dennis Eckersley. I think of guys like Bruce Sutter. I mean, these are the guys. Even guys like Dan Quisenberry, who I don't think is in the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's in. You know, even Sparky Lyle, who's not in. I think of guys like that. You know what I mean? I don't think of Trevor Hoffman.
The thing,
I don't think of Billy Wagner. Lee Smith, forget it.
Trevor Hoffman for 7 years. Was probably undoubtedly the best closer in the National League. And I think that matters.
Okay, well, I'm just, obviously he got in, so it mattered.
Right, not with us, though.
No.
He wasn't even close with us. You know who I always thought of as a Hall, and this guy doesn't even get close. Ernie thinks I'm crazy. I'm not sure how you feel about it. I think Andrew Jones is a Hall of Famer and has very little to do with his offense. It helps.
Right.
It's that I watched him and thought he was the best defensive center fielder. And you could argue Griffey, I get it, even Jim Edmonds.
Right.
I watched him, and I watched a lot of him, obviously, with the Braves. This guy went back on a baseball better than anybody I've ever seen. He was I felt he changed games in center field. He was that good defensively. Any ball hit to the outfield, I was waiting for Andrew Jones to run it down. And then, oh, by the way, he had some pretty good offensive years.
Oh, he did. He had 50 homers 1 year.
Yeah.
How many lifetime homers? He's got to be well over 400 home runs, doesn't he?
He ended up hitting for his career 434 home runs.
Okay.
So it's not bad.
No.
He had 5 100 RBI seasons. And 30 home run seasons. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven.
Yeah. And he had 434.
And I'm not necessarily putting him in because of the offensive numbers. I think it helps. It's mostly the defense and how amazing he was. But he gets no support, Andrew Jones.
Yeah.
He doesn't get support.
Yeah.
And
then
you got the Omar Vizquel quandary. Ozzie Smith got to the Hall of Fame on roller skates.
That was the next guy. Because I had to vote for all the steroid guys. That's me. So the next guy I would have voted in would have been Omar Vizquel. The next guy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, next to Ozzie Smith, I mean, he's pretty close defensively to what Ozzie Smith was.
So you think he's close defensively?
Yeah.
I agree with you. Omar Vizquel last year with the Riders got 37% of the vote. With us, he got 28% of the vote. Ozzie Smith was first ballot, no doubt.
Yeah.
How do you...
Well, he could do a nice somersault, and Omar couldn't.
Come on. How do we explain that difference?
You
want to tell me Ozzie's better is one thing. You can't explain that difference.
Well, I just think that, I don't know, more flair. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, but you're right. I mean, you're right. I mean, Omar's, they're very similar players. Even offensively to me, very similar players.
I give both of them credit. They developed themselves into at least respectable.
Is it because Ozzie played on, Omar played on some pretty good teams in Cleveland. In Cleveland he did.
I know.
For sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Do you think it's just because he's marketed so well? Because that's my theory.
He's
in commercials. He's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, right. Ozzie was very marketed. I there's something to that. But, you know, the general consensus is Ozzie's the greatest defensive shortstop ever. I mean, that's right?
Yeah. And
isn't that pretty much the general consensus?
No doubt. And I'm not even disputing that. I agree with you. It's close. So if it's really close defensively, not saying Vizquel's better. We're saying it's close. If it's close, why wouldn't the voting be close?
Yeah,
why would Vizquel be so far away?
Again, I mean, and I don't know why you would have anything against Omar Vizquel. But again, look, we know this. We've been through this with Albert Bell, okay, for all that we've been through. there is a lot of popularity involved in this. I mean, the writers can say whatever they want, and they can, I did this, and I researched this, and I did that, and I went here, and I went left when I was going right, and all of this kind of thing. And at the end of the day, there's a ton of guys that aren't in because the writers didn't like them.
Yeah, but Joe,
there's
here's the
some
problem.
Kind of thing against
the
them.
The problem with that point now is we're doing the same things as all of us when we do this kind of experiment with the 60 people here voting.
Yeah.
We're putting fewer guys in. So obviously, unless you think we're affected by what
the
writers
think. But I
don't like the
fact that I didn't like the guy. Like, I couldn't. There's not many guys in baseball that I disliked more than Roger Clemens. Okay? I mean, he's one of the most unlikable people that there's ever been that have played sports. As far as
I'm with you.
All right? Can't stand him. But there's no question. Steroids, no. There's no doubt the guy's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt he's one of the great pitchers of all time.
I agree with you, but we're voting a similar percentage as the writers, and we're not writers who are in the locker room with them. So I don't know where that comes from. Like, do we all kind of trickle through the way the writers feel and we vote the same way? Because we're voting similarly, not exactly the same. If anything, we're tougher. We put less people in.
I guess so.
By the way, Ozzie Smith on the first ballot got 92% of the vote.
First time in.
First ballot.
92.
Wow. 92.
That's amazing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.